The Common Council could vote today on protecting the iconic Trico building at Goodell and Washington Streets downtown. On the steps of City Hall Monday, Preservation Buffalo Niagara Executive Director Tom Yatz urged the council to follow the law, which only requires a building meet 1 out of 9 criteria to gain landmark status.
This building has been determined twice by unanimous votes in the Preservation Board to be eligible for 7 of the 9 criteria. So this building is clearly eligible, and it's a building that's on the state and national registers of historic places, which tells you something about its historic significance.
Yatz says landmarking the building would allow developers historic tax credits needed to make a reuse project economically feasible. Dana Saylor says there's a lot of misinformation being spread about the former Trico plant.
It's a matter of perspective, and I think that we all have learned that a market for a place can be created. Nobody thought that a place like Hotel Lafayette could be redeveloped and that there would be a demand for a place with so little parking. And yet Trico has the opposite problem. It has so much space, you could use the first 2 floors for parking. So it solves a lot of the parking issues in the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus.
Opponents of preservation say the old factory is too large for reuse and beyond repair. The Common Council meets at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.